Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Francesca, and I'm here with one of our former Demon students, Veronica. Veronica, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, thank you. So Veronica, you're here to share a bit of a success story with our listeners. You recently crushed the test. Why don't you tell us where you started, where you ended up? Give us the big picture view.
Yeah, so I started studying with the Demon in 2021 after doing a little bit of Khan Academy, just watching a few videos here and there. Took a cold diagnostic in December, got a 149, continued studying, registered for the June test before I was ready, but still sat for it. I pulled a 161 on that test. After that, I was seeing PTs in the low 170s, and that was my goal score. So I registered for September, had a testing issue, pulled a 162, registered for November, and pulled a 171, which was above my goal.
Wow. So that is a massive jump. Congratulations. That's very exciting. I hope you did something to celebrate that. Did that feel good to get that score?
It did. And honestly, it just felt like a weight off of my shoulders because I had started studying in December, like I said. So it was almost a full year of dealing with the LSAT. And once I pulled that score, I was elated, but also kind of taking Ben and Nathan's advice into consideration, like getting greedy. So who knows? Maybe I'll take the test again someday.
Okay. Yeah. That's always what we say. You know the advice, get greedy. If you got yourself to 171, I don't see any reason why you can't push it further, but that's still a massive accomplishment. You should be proud of yourself. A lot of people wonder about study timelines and how long it should take them to study. And I'm sure you can attest to this, but it looks different for different people. And sometimes it's a longer study journey than you expected it to be at the beginning. What is it that kind of kept you going where you really wanted to break into the 170s? Were there ever moments where you were frustrated?
Yeah, I was pretty frustrated from April to July, August, because I had been PTing anywhere in the 160s, kind of like I'd get up to 168 and then I would regress back to 161. So it was pretty frustrating. I had to, push myself to keep going. Once I saw a PT in the 170s, that's when I was like, okay, I know I'm capable of scoring where I want. It's just about getting myself in the right mindset and not losing motivation.
Yeah, love it. So tell us about what you actually did while you were studying. How did you use the Demon? What was your study schedule like? What helped you while you were on the actual grind?
Yeah, so back when I was completely clueless about the LSAT, I had the live subscription and I would attend classes. Because I started in December, I was on winter break from school. So I basically had all the time in the world to attend class. That's how I really kind of got the fundamentals down. I think April, I went down to premium, I believe. So I didn't have access to the live classes, but I still had access to more practice tests and the lessons, I believe, which was really helpful. Between September and November, I think I used basic just because I was mainly focused on drilling and making sure I had the fundamentals down. I would definitely recommend starting with live when you're completely clueless, though, because that's really what helped me.
So while you were doing self-study, what sorts of things were you doing? What was your study schedule like? How often were you studying? What were you doing that between drills, time sections, practice tests? What was that like?
Yeah, so I think people kind of have a tendency to put themselves on a calendar and follow very strict rules when it comes to taking practice tests. I'm going to take this many practice tests before my test day, or I'm going to take this many time sections every week. I kind of just did what I felt like I needed to work on. Reading comprehension was always something I struggled with. So I kind of did time sections with reading comp a little bit more often than everything else. I tried to do at least one practice test every week or two, but on days where I just wasn't feeling it, I didn't force myself to do that because I knew that if I wasn't feeling ready for the test, I would take it and then get a score I didn't like, and it would kind of be devastating to me to see that. Towards the end, I did a lot of drilling just to work on the fundamentals. I think when you get the high score, the high drilling scores in the Demon, you tend to see more difficult questions when you drill. Toward the end, in between my September and November test administrations, I purposely went back and took easier questions just to make sure I had those fundamentals down. And to make sure I didn't forget things that I had previously considered easy.
Sure. And then you took the test a couple of times. How were your test day experiences? How did those go for you?
So the June test was good. I had never taken a test on LawHub, so I was completely unfamiliar with like the test setup there. I would recommend if you have LawHub, like maybe a week before the test, get on the platform just so you see what it looks like. Walking into the June test, I had no idea what to expect, and I think that intimidated me a bit. Overall, I didn't have any crazy issues in June. I just don't think I was ready to take that test, and I probably shouldn't have sat for it. September, I took it in my school's career center, and there was someone having an in-person interview right outside the door during my reading comp section. So it was pretty difficult to focus. I think that's part of the reason why I pulled a 162, even though I was seeing higher practice test scores. But November, I had a quiet space, no interruptions. I took the test earlier, which I think helped. Had breakfast before, had a cup of coffee, sat down for the test. And I felt like I was completely ready. No interruptions. I think that definitely helped. And it's nice to focus on the mental side of taking the test and doing well on it as well. And making sure that like you mentally are completely prepared for what you're about to walk into.
Yeah, say more about that mental piece. What's the mindset like for you? What do you mean by that?
So I think it helped that I wasn't forcing myself to complete practice tests in between September and November and focused on drilling and timed sections, because I didn't psych myself out. I was focused looking at the test purely logically, solving the problems exactly how I had learned to solve them. I walked into the test knowing there's nothing on this test that I can't just solve by myself. Instead of looking at the test like, I haven't done a game like this in a while, or I haven't seen like this type of reading comprehension section. It was more so just like, I'm prepared. I've been doing this for a year. I think I also went on a walk right before the test. You know, words of self-encouragement helped. I think that's another thing that differentiated my June test, my September test, and then my November test, is that I walked into those two first examinations thinking like, well, I don't know what score I'm going to pull. We'll see what happens. November, I was confident. I think that definitely affected my score.
Yeah, that cool, calm, collected confidence absolutely is key. And I like what you said about thinking that there's nothing on the test. You obviously haven't seen the stuff on the test before. It's going to be unfamiliar questions, unfamiliar games and passages. But knowing that the skills that you've built the whole time that you were studying prepared you to tackle whatever kinds of questions show up. And even if there's one that feels like it's, oh, this seems like a slightly different, I've never seen this type of game before. There are really only so many skills being tested on the LSAT. There are no drastic changes in this test. It's very predictable. Even if you can easily psych yourself out and go, oh, I've never seen something like this before. As long as you remember, this is not going to be that different from all the stuff that I practiced while I was studying. You're going to be totally fine. Yeah. And I wanted to come back to what you're saying about LawHub as well, about taking the test in LawHub before, because people ask about that a lot, whether they should be taking their practice test in LawHub to get used to the interface. But my advice would be the same as what you said is, you know, keep doing your stuff in the daemon so that you have all like the reviewing and the data, all that stuff. But yeah, I agree that taking it once before the test using the actual LawHub interface, if you're worried about, you know, getting psyched out if it looks different, that can be helpful.
Right. And I definitely think that testing in the daemon was super helpful, because I also got to see like my scores increase on the homepage. And that was something that like, even if my score didn't necessarily go up, I still felt like it was rewarding to see like the little green dot every single time I took a test. And that's something that you don't get with LawHub. I took the test once in LawHub before my September test, and like I was fine. So,
yeah, exactly. Don't overthink it. Okay, so for anybody who's looking to see a similar, like you did, what, 22 point improvement? Solid. Anybody looking to repeat that? Do you have any words of advice for people out there listening?
Don't be afraid to take the LSAT again. Even if you've been seeing the same practice test scores for a while, that doesn't mean that you're not going to improve. Don't register for a test unless you've already seen the practice test score that you're looking for, looking to receive. I would not sign up for a test. The only reason I registered for November is because I had seen a 170 something on a practice test. But that doesn't mean that you can't get there, even if you have to wait. You know, I expected my LSAT journey to take from December to June. It took almost a full year, but I ended up achieving my goal score, and it was because I wasn't afraid to take the test again.
Yeah, that's great advice. Thanks, Veronica. Good luck in everything coming up in the application cycle. I hope you'll keep us in touch with that. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.